Touchstone by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. It was nearly midday when, bleary-eyed, Paula struggled up the last few meters of the slope. Lawrence's leaving party had drifted into the early hours, even though it was the middle of the working week, and in the morning, when he kissed her goodbye and got into the taxi, she had felt the first surge of panic. It was only the knowledge that she was already behind in a program of archaeological surveys that prevented her from calling in sick. On the high ridge, the outcrops loomed. Everything seemed to have conspired to make her late. A neighbour complaining about the party, slow farm traffic, and even the brightness of the sun in the almost cloudless sky could not disperse the sense of unease that dogged her. Lawrence was gone and would be on the flight to Mumbai by now, perhaps drifting into a light doze, while she was expected to carry on as if her life had not changed irrevocably. She had always known that, despite what he said, he would not be coming back. As soon as she reached the first rock, she could see that the prehistoric carvings were far more impressive than she had expected them.